once again to the Mike Wilson Show on WWGH. On the phone today, I have Mark Holbrook with the Marion Area Convention Visitors Bureau. Hey, Mark.
Good evening, Mike.
I think you're there.
I'm here.
Okay. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, good. We were having a little bit of a sound problem. It's because I still have the phone on. So I don't know what we're going to talk about today, so surprise me.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
I don't know? No, anyway. No. But let's talk about a few things this time around. Obviously, we can't get away from talking about what's going on in the community as we are impacted by the COVID-19 virus, how that's impacting our local businesses, which, of course, the heart of the tourism industry. Not only in Marion, but anywhere. Local businesses are what people come to see. We travel so we can see new and different things, not the same thing we had at home. And so we'll talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
We'll spend some time talking about some of the new things coming to our community, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Despite just the restrictions on the on our local economy and businesses, there's still a lot of things in the works here in the community, and that's very exciting. So, and then I'll always finish up as I do. We'll talk a little bit about what you can do as a listener to help our local businesses, our tourism industry, and the community in general. How's that sound?
Sounds like a great lineup for today.
Okay. Well, first off, we'll start off with the fact that we do now have a mandatory mask order that's pretty much statewide. Marion had went to a mask order slightly before that because of us having a few more cases. How does that impact us as far as our restaurants and our shops and attractions? Not too much, actually. It just means that even though almost everyone was wearing the mask, now you have to wear the mask. But it doesn't stop you from going anywhere and doing anything. And so that's good for our local businesses, so we're excited about that. And a couple of reminders, too, as you think about, how you want to move about the community and just do your daily life, whether it's dining or shopping or being entertained, there's still a lot to do. Places are open for the most part. There's not very, I don't know of any that are not reopened by now. So bring your mask. The social distancing applies, but you can still do just about anything you could do before. You can go to our local restaurants and you can dine in now. But you might want to make sure that you call ahead, make sure you have a table because seating is limited as always. Our shops are all open, so they would really appreciate your business right now. I've been talking to several of them in the last several days, and they said they have been very encouraged by the support of the Marion community for our local retail shops, and that they were very pleased, and things have been going okay, but they still need your support. It's not at the levels we were last summer, and it's very important that we keep these shops going because these are neighbors who own these shops, so we want to support them. Our restaurants, as I mentioned, they're pretty much all the dining rooms are open, but carry on is still very popular. Either way you go, it's good to support them. As far as our attractions go, the Heritage Hall, the Marion County Historic Society Museum, is open. Check their website for specific hours, but it's pretty much their standard Wednesday through Sunday in the summer, 1 to 4. And so you can go in and view the exhibits, and I highly recommend it if you've never been. Now's a good time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the Exploratorium, our children's museum on South Main Street, is open. Again, I suggest you call ahead and make sure that you understand how they're doing things, obviously. And the Children's Museum, they have to have some pretty firm procedures to keep everybody safe and healthy. And so you just want to make sure you're aware of those ahead of time, and you'll have a great experience. Palace Theater has reopened for movie viewing, because movies can be shown. Live performance is still restricted, so unfortunately we're not going to see any live performances here for a little bit. We don't know when. And again, that will take some time. It's easy enough for the Palace to contract and get movies in, and they've had some great movies. They just had, this past weekend was The Wizard of Oz. I mean, many of us have never seen The Wizard of Oz on the big screen in the theater. We all, you know, grew up, many of us grew up watching it at home on televisions.
Did I see that, so that they're showing Gone with the Wind?
Yeah, Gone with the Wind, and they showed, was it Mamma Mia a couple weeks ago?
Oh, okay.
And I'm blanking on the one this weekend, but it's really good. And no, it's Trolls this weekend, and then the next weekend there's another one. So there's always going to be a movie to see in the Palace. And, you know, that's a great way to get out. It doesn't cost much, just a few dollars to see a movie in the Palace, but you'll be helping to support the theater and to keep it going until they can get the touring artists back in and do the local productions that we all love and enjoy. So I would highly recommend that you get out there and support the Palace Theater as you can. Some of the things to update you on along those lines is the Harding Museum that we've all been waiting for. We've all seen it being built, and it's very exciting. The exterior is just about done. The columns are up on the entrance, and it just looks amazing. If you haven't driven by and seen the museum, then take a drive down Mount Vernon or Church Street and drive by and take a look. It's pretty amazing to see, and it's going to be a pride and joy for our community. And I know inside the museum, they're working on the exhibits, getting those installed. And before you know it, they'll be doing the landscaping and ready to open. And I talked to Sherry Hall, the manager, not too long ago. They're still on track to open September 5th. So we're looking forward to that. Again, it'll be, you know, restricted admittance as usual. You would expect that under these conditions, but still, will be a great addition to the community. And of course, in front of the museum is the Harding Home, we're also familiar with, and it has undergone a complete restoration, putting it back to the way it was in 1920, when then Senator Harding was elected as our 29th president. So you'll be able to go in and tour the house and see what it was like during that campaign in 1920, which will be a fabulous experience. I know I talk to a lot of people who have never been to the Harding Home, or some people say it's been a while, so this is all new. Whether you've been or not, this is something you're going to want to see this fall. So,
yes, certainly. And one thing, I was by there on Church Street earlier today, and they were laying the sod, but one thing I noticed were the windows that face Church Street are photographs that have to be really amazing to watch from the inside.
Yeah. Yes, there's so many wonderful features. I haven't gotten over and seen them on that side. I did see on the south side, the one facing the home, columns are up for the side portico there, which is a straight portico. The front and main entrance is the round, reminiscent of the White House. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating inside and out. It just looks gorgeous.
And how many cities in the United States can say that they are housing a presidential museum or library, I meant to say. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
This will only be the 20th presidential library in the country. Now, I have to clarify, too, the library is a different wing. Right now, it's just the museum building.
Oh, okay.
And the library is a separate wing that will be constructed next year.
Oh, all right.
Initially planned to do it all as one project, decided to break it out so they could get the museum open this year. And so the main experience, I think, for the general public will be the museum itself and the exhibits there. The library will be a research library with all the Harding papers and things. So still very, very valuable, and it will be the 20th. But it will, I don't know the number on presidential museums, but certainly not that many have been erected. And Marion is unique in that we were already the only community in the United States that had a presidential home in memorial and burial site with the Harding Memorial and Tomb. Well, now we bested that by adding a museum to it. So there's no other city in the United States that has a presidential home, tomb, and museum library. So that's something to be very proud of in the community.
Certainly.
And as we go along, it is summertime, so a lot of outdoor activities are picking up, and our outdoor tourism businesses are doing pretty well. Our golf courses, Green Acres, and Kings Mill, talk to those folks, and things are going actually pretty well for them as well. So if you're a golfer, you probably already know that. If you're not, just understand that these golf courses are a very important part of our local economy. They not only provide recreation and keep golfing dollars in the county instead of going somewhere else to play, but they also bring people from outside. People from outside the county do come in and play our golf courses. So very happy to see those supported. The Marion Tallgrass Trail, of course, has been there all along through this, and it's a great getaway, if you will. I know for a lot of us in the spring when everything was closed and we were essentially quarantined, you could still go out to the Marion Tallgrass Trail and hike or bike. And for a lot of people, that was a wonderful outlet to get out and sort of get the cabin fever rust knocked off of them. So we're very appreciative of them as well. So as we think about the outdoors, too, Lawrence Orchard is our local apple orchard owned by the Lawrence family. George Lawrence does a great job down there. They've been open for several weeks now. And again, different parameters and you know, and limitations on the number of people in the market, but they're still there. They're not going anywhere, and George still has apples that have to be picked and taken home. So give a visit to Lawrence Orchard if you can.
And they have so much more than apples out there as well.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. His market is a wonderful place full of all kinds of fresh fruits and produce and trail mixes that they make right there on site and all kinds of other canned goodies and things. It's a good place to go grocery shopping is what I always say.
Yes.
Which I do quite often. So let's move on. We'll talk a little bit about some of the new things. Some you may have heard of, some you may not have heard of. If you've been out over on State Route 95 near 23 in the shopping area where Kohl's and Hobby Lobby is, you may have noticed a new building going up there right across from the Kohl's, and that will be a My Place Hotel. So, yes, we have a new hotel that will be opening here in about, well, probably 6 weeks is their schedule, right about the time the Harding Museum opens. My Place Hotel is a chain that's new to the state of Ohio. They were, the chain was started by the same family who used to own the Motel 6 chain, who sold it off and started this new chain several years ago. And they were looking for places to expand, and through some connections, we got them to take a look at Marion, Ohio, and they decided to build their very first My Place Hotel right here in Marion. And so we're very excited to see that open up. Something you may not be aware of course, this is pre-COVID-19, but a lot of times in the summer and other weekends throughout the year, our hotels were 100% sold out. And unfortunately, we had a lot of people that were going outside the county for hotel rooms for activities inside of Marion County. So we were losing a lot of hotel business there. Mm-hmm. So we'll be excited to have them on board and add to our offerings in the hotel area. And so that's exciting news. And so we're happy to see that. All right. Here's a restaurant that's been coming to town for probably the longest I'm aware of, and that's Amato's Wood Fired Pizza. A lot of people began to wonder if it was ever going to open up, and it is very, very close. They're putting their flooring in and a lot of other pieces of furniture and other things, and of course they're partnering with North High Brewery out of Worthington, who will be the brewery partner, and they will be opening up this year, They are very, very, very close, and so look for news on that soon. And I know a lot of people are excited to see them coming as well. And we are too. The explosion of restaurants in Marion has been nothing short of fantastic, I think, because in a town our size, to see so much interest, not only from local entrepreneurs, but from folks from outside the community wanting to come in and invest in Marion, says a lot about our community. And that's still going on. So many of you might remember the old Maurice restaurant, which is essentially across from Barry's restaurant on South Main Street. Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago, there was a restaurant in there, a Mexican restaurant called Trace. It was here with us for a short while. Unfortunately, didn't make it, and the space sat empty until recently, and getting ready to open very soon is a restaurant called Taste of Memphis. And this, as you might suspect, will be a barbecue joint. And so we're really excited about Taste of Memphis coming to town. You might have seen their pig sign hanging outside the door.
I did see that
letting
today.
Letting us all know they're coming, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're getting ready to open very soon, and that should be a tasty restaurant. And I'm looking forward to it, as I'm sure you all are. As you know, as we think about that South Main Street block, we've just seen so much positive things going on there. And this is just one of them. Topped ice cream and sandwiches opened last year, and they've been doing very, very well. Then we also have the Brickyard on Main and the Union. That's the two event spaces. Brickyard on Main is on the west side of South Main Street. Aaron is the large one for weddings and things. And they've been open, too, recently. They've been serving some food and drinks in there and essentially providing another outlet for folks to get out, get outdoors and do some things. And the Union on the east side of South Main is more of a smaller meeting space. So we've got a nice variety going there. And that's all part of an effort to revitalize that entire block on South Main Street. And remember, Founders Park is right there also, so it just makes for a great central core for just a lot of great things to do. And then on the corner there at Center and South Main Street,
yes,
of course, the old cigar store, mm-hmm. as we always call it, we've been seeing that transformation of that space, and it's pretty amazing what's going on there. That in a very short time, it was a big project, and the project got bigger as they acquired more buildings behind the original cigar store, and that is going to be the downtown market, and that will market will carry all kinds of foods, fresh produce, and other things. And this was very important for the downtown area. It's not only going to be a really nice little destination market for people around the county and even for visitors to come in to see what's there, because they'll have some unique items, but it's also important for the downtown community, as there are folks who live downtown really didn't have anywhere to go and do their grocery shopping. They would have to, you know, go some distance. And so that'll be really nice to have. And a lot of people don't realize that we do have a lot of downtown living. And when we say downtown, we mean along Church and Center Streets. There are a lot of loft apartments and, of course, apartments in the Harding Center and throughout the downtown area. So we have a lot of folks living down there. And so that will just make that more attractive. And you might say, well, why is that important to me? I don't live downtown. I'm not going to grocery shop downtown. But remember, the health of our downtown helps the entire community in Marion. A healthy downtown is attractive to not only tourists, but to business owners thinking about bringing a business here. And that, we're not talking just about retail restaurants, we're talking about manufacturers and others. So the more robust our downtown is, the better it is for our entire community, and really will make the economy in Marion County continue to grow as it has. So very exciting, I think, to see that all happening on South Main Street. And so let's move a little bit down the street. I mentioned the Harding Center with their loft apartments there, but also on the first floor We all know the Chamber of Commerce has offices down there, but then on the Center Street side, there used to be is a restaurant space, and we've seen a few different restaurants in there over the years, and all wondered about, you know, what was going to happen. Well, some very exciting news. There's a new restaurant's going to be opening in that space, and it will be called Harding Harbor Seafood. And yes, so we're going to have a seafood, locally owned seafood restaurant right there in the Harding Center. Now, the owner is Christopher Rennick. Now, you may or may not know, Chris and his partner own Attaboy's Comfort Cuisine, just across the way there, just a couple of doors down. And it's been very, very popular there. I describe it as comfort food, and it has some Creole-type influence to it. Well, Harding Harbor is the brainchild of Chris Rennick, and he's always loved to cook seafood as well, and so is opening up Harding Harbor Seafood. And we don't have a date yet, but they're working diligently on that, so we hope to see that open probably, hopefully, this fall. Maybe.
And that's on the first floor of the old Harding Hotel, correct?
That's right, the old Harding Hotel, which is now called the Harding Center, which is a little confusing because the Harding Presidential Center is the museum.
Okay.
So we'll have to make sure we all get that right. And when we say Harding Center, we mean the old hotel, Harding Presidential Center, of course, the museum. But that's very exciting to see that. And my understanding is, in talking with a lot of folks, there are other shops and things in the works downtown. Nothing new to announce just yet, but they are in the works. And so I want to point out just what this means for our community. In difficult times like this, to have businesses opening, businesses preparing to open, and other businesses in their planning stages says a tremendous amount about how Marion is viewed as an investment. And so that says a lot about us as people. That shows that people believe in this community. And I think that's important for us to understand and to realize that if entrepreneurs and investors feel that Marion is a sound investment, that means we've been doing something right. And I think that something we've been doing right is caring about our community, caring about each other. It just shows in so many things that we do throughout the community. And we're reaping the benefits. We're beginning to reap the benefits of that community feeling that we have. And I think that's very exciting. It's going to bring not only more jobs to the community, but just more opportunities, I think, for everyone. And I think what we'll see as the downtown continues to develop is we will then start to see those large companies start to make their way to Marion, because they'll see what kind of community it is. Again, when you have a thriving, vibrant downtown, that is a clear signal to any business owner that you have a community that supports local, and that's what they want to see. You wouldn't think so if you had a CEO who was visiting from some other state or even some other country for that matter coming in, that they might just be looking at logistics and all these other sorts of things and tax abatements. But what they want to see is a healthy community, and one of the places they look is in the downtown. That downtown full of businesses, either people on the sidewalks or are there things going on? Do they have a cultural scene, which we very much do? So it will be an important part of the continued growth. I, quite frankly, am amazed at the continued pace of the growth in the community. I wondered how we would do this year with all the quarantines and restrictions and sort of a slowing down of the economy, but we're not seeing a bit of a slowdown when it comes to new investments in Marion. So that's exciting, and it's something I think we can look forward to in the rest of this year and certainly into next year.
Now, Mark, you talked mostly about restaurants in downtown, but we have some very cultural type of shops downtown as well. Arts, crafts?
Yeah, we do. And I They've been around. Some have been around a little while. Some more recent. But we're building a really nice mix of retail, and that's important as well, to have a variety of places to shop. And of course, one of the ones that's been around for a little while is Charleston Place on Center Street. Of course, that's the old JCPenney store.
Mm-hmm.
Now has several shops inside. Southern Accents is owned by Nadine Sloan, and she's the one who owns the building. You know, it's Charleston Place. Southern Accents, you know, not a place for you and me, Mike, because, you know, it's all ladies wear. But I guess if we were buying gifts, but it's a wonderful shop. And I know a lot of ladies like to focus or to shop there.
But and I think right across. I was going to say, I think there's another shop there in Charleston Place I'd love to go to, though. A really sweet place.
Well, that's a lead-in. I guess I'll go upstairs then. Yeah, the Candy Shack and Cafe is in the upstairs, so you have to go to the back, and then go upstairs. And the Candy Shack and Cafe is owned by Jody Lackey, and it started a few years ago at the candy shop. Jody just wanted to open up a candy shop, and it was very successful. And she decided, maybe I'll make some sandwiches and things. And now, you know, the candies are still a big part of it, but the restaurant, the cafe, is very, very popular. It's a great lunch place, very popular. She does delivery downtown, and that's very popular as well. She has some wonderful dishes. I know really nostalgic dishes, some casseroles and bakes that people kind of wait for her to post and say, you know, today's my chicken bake day, and so they'll come in and get lunch. My favorite is a BLT sandwich with one of her bacon romaine salads, which is excellent.
That sounds good.
So it's a great place to do. And there's something new, actually. If you haven't been into the Candy Shack in a while and you come in, normally you would look to the right and you would see the cases and counter for the candy portion. Well, that's all gone now. And what's been replaced is a new business in there, partnering with Jody, and it's called Still Procaffeinating. And it is an iced coffee shop for now. They do plan on doing hot beverages as soon as they can, but a wonderful little shop where you can get all kinds of really neat iced coffees. They are all handcrafted, so this is not, you know, out of some kind of a mix or a can or something. So watch them make them. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Still procaffeinated right there in with the Candy Shack. And then back to the main floor across from Southern Accents is Hope Crossing Christian Gifts and Books. And Jeannie and Dottie, the sisters, have been there for a few years now, and they're very sweet and a great place to shop for gifts or something for yourself. Highly recommend it. There are very few Christian bookstores left in the United States. Unfortunately, they've been disappearing like any local bookstore. So give them a visit. Across the street from there is Home Again Stained Glass. So if you've never been there, Sherry Haver is the glass artist. You need to go in. Yes, she has this massive collection of Ohio State things for sale. But her stained glass work is beautiful. And she not only does it for a retail shop, but she does a lot of work for churches and others. She's done some work for churches in Marion, even. And so that's a great little shop. William Wade is there on South Main Street, just south of church, next to the Musicians One Stop. And if you've never been in there, talk to Brett. You'll have a great time. I know my wife and I go Christmas shopping there every year. Well, we do all of our Christmas shopping in downtown Marion, actually. But it's a great shop, and you certainly won't want to miss that as well. And the other new ones, the Paisley Peacock is next to Berries, which is an eclectic mix of a variety of candles and scents and essential oils and just other stuff is the best way to describe it. That's a great experience. And then up on Center Street, one that's been a big hit is called Brave Woman Boutique, and it's another boutique for ladies, and it's been very, very popular as well. So, you know, in the thing, when I think about whether it's the restaurants or the retail shops, you know, it's really much more enjoyable to go shopping or dining if you're supporting local, but if you're having an experience, I mean, let's face it, a lot of times when we stop to get food or we stop to buy things, it's more or less just a transaction, and we're trying to get, you know, the best price and so on and so forth. And it's not very much of an experience. It's just something I have to do. And that's okay. But it's nice that we have all these great places in Marion where we can go and not just buy things, but to have a great experience and talk to the owners, because it's their store and they're there. And so shopping local is an experience, and it's a very rewarding experience. I did also want to mention, Mike, we've got one business that is one of my favorites. We all may remember Pop Sensations, the gourmet popcorn shop.
Oh, yes,
in the mall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Rodney, who owns that, added the Wold ice cream last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was extremely popular. As a matter of fact, I think he won Taste of Marion for dessert last year. Rodney's moving.
Oh.
He's moving over to 151 Edgefield Boulevard. I want to know where that's at. If I think about State Route 95, and where the Chipotle restaurant is, and that little strip mall there,
shops.
He's right next to the Chipotle, and he's getting ready to open. He's almost there, and so he'll be offering his gourmet popcorn and his rolled ice cream there, just the same as he did in the mall. So looking forward to the reopening of Popped and Rolled on Edgefield Boulevard. Speaking of moving, we had a restaurant downtown on Center Street, Tommy's Cafe, that closed, unfortunately, a little while ago, but he's reopened a new Tommy's Bistro. It's an Italian theme on this one, and this one is out in the strip where Hobby Lobby is, but a little closer to 95. Can't miss it if you drive out there, so give him a try. And, again, these local places are just wonderful. And of course, we've got all of our standards that have been around for a long time, like the GNR Tavern. We got Carlisle's on Mount Vernon Avenue that, of course, moved from Richwood a couple years ago and is a favorite, without a doubt. Sansota's down on Delaware Avenue, and the lists go on and on and on. And really, I've missed a lot of them, and not intentionally, but I would suggest that if you want to see what all the places to go dine, shop, be entertained in Marion, just visit us at www.visitmarionohio.com. We have an all-new website we just launched a couple of months ago, very excited about, and so you can go on there and you can click and you look for outdoor places to have fun, indoor places to have fun, dining, shopping. It's all in there. So give us a visit and we'll help you out and to do some fun things in Marion. Also want to remind you, the Visitor Center, we were closed for a while during quarantine. We are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that people can come in and get visitor information. You're welcome to. You don't have to be a tourist to come into the Visitor Center. We've got our visitor guides, our restaurant guides, and other information. We also have information for places all around Ohio. So visitor guides and other information for all around Ohio. We don't have anything outside of the state. It's enough to keep up with in Ohio, but all of us visitors bureaus throughout the state exchange our visitor guides so that we can share them with everyone in our community. So stop on by, give us a call. Yes, we've got plexiglass up and, you know, and things like that, but like everybody else does. But it's still, we welcome you to come in and visit and find out more about places in Ohio, but even so, more about your own community in Marion. You know, we have a tendency to sometimes miss a few things in our own community. We all do. That's the nature of it. So we invite you to come in, pick up a visitor guide, and we'll answer your questions and send you on your way.
Okay. Well, we have about 8 more minutes, and you touched briefly on Heritage Hall. That is very unique to our area, the Heritage Hall, as well as the Popcorn Museum. Would you like to highlight that a little bit more?
Well, geez, thank you for asking, Mike. Well, Heritage Hall is the name of the Marion County Historical Society's museum. And most counties have a local historical society, and most of them have a museum. But I'd venture to say, and I've seen a lot of them throughout Ohio when I was working for the State Historical Society, and they're wonderful museums, but I don't know if I've seen as impressive a building as we have here in Heritage Hall. It's the former post office building, and so it's a historic building within itself. So it's worth the visit just to see the building, I think, within eye level buildings. Inside, you will find exhibits on Marion County history, and there's fascinating things. I'm sure you'll find something you weren't aware of, or better yet, you might even find out something that's contradicts maybe what you thought you knew about your community. It's one of those things those of us in the history business understand is that there's a lot of legend and lore that goes on, and stories can sometimes get passed down and they sort of get tweaked and edited or, you know, mistaken. And so sometimes you end up with a story that doesn't quite resemble what really happened. And your local historical society is a good place to find out the real history of your community. They also have a changing exhibit every year, so there's something new to see every year. There's a Harding room downstairs as well. And then in the back of Heritage Hall is the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum. Many of you may recall that Wyandotte Popcorn, Wyandotte Snacks as it's called today, was originally Wyandotte Popcorn. It was started by the Brown family, and they made popcorn. Mm-hmm. And not only made, when I say made, we should say packaged, but they also did grow some, but then would contract. And so there was a lot of popcorn grown in the area as well. Wyandotte Popcorn became such a large organization and well-respected that they made popcorn for Orville Redenbacher was made in Marion. Paul Newman's popcorn was made in Marion and several other famous brands. They have since switched over to corn-based snacks, still a very successful company in the community. But the Brown family wished to capture the history of this industry that they were so dedicated to. So they created an endowment fund, and what was built inside Heritage Hall is the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum. It is the largest collection of essentially street vendor mostly, but some indoor popcorn machines from the early 20th century. And they are fascinating. They are anything from push carts to horse-drawn wagons to drivables, and then, as I mentioned, the ones that were like in the early movie theaters or in performance theaters. And it's fascinating. And if you've never been, it's just a joy to see. Several of the machines actually operate. They have them hooked up. Some of them were actually operated by steam originally, mm-hmm. But they have them all hooked up so that you can see, not all, but several of them hooked up so you can see how they actually operated and some of the ingenious ways that they came up with the popcorn to put butter and salt on it, and just amazing things, the inventions they came up with. They're sort of just fascinating to watch them work. Heritage Hall is a great place to visit. Again, if you've never been, now's a great time to go. And if you have been, well, come again and see it all again and see the new exhibit.
And when
that's
are they,
a good reminder.
Well, earlier you told when they were open. Would you like to tell that again?
Sure. That's when they're open Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4 in the summer.
Okay.
And again, if you have any questions about any of these things, visit MarionOhio.com. On several things we may or may not have hours posted, but we'll have links to the places where you can get that information as well, and plan your visits. So in the few minutes we have left, Mike, then I would just encourage everybody listening to continue the incredible support that you've been giving to our local businesses in our community. It is so much. Many of us were concerned, not only in Marion, but around the country, with what was going to happen to our communities during this COVID-19 pandemic, would we lose a lot of our local businesses because of it, and that we've all worked so hard to attract and to support, and have to sort of start all over again in building up our downtowns. And I'm very pleased to say that as of now, all of our local businesses are still viable, and they're still here, and they're still serving the community. And so we really thank everyone for their support, and just ask you to continue that support. The more we invest in our local community through our restaurants and our shops and our all of our other businesses, then the better our community is going to be in so many ways. And so we want to say thank you. Keep up the good work. Hopefully our live performances at the Palace will start again soon, because I know we're all missing those. But in the meantime, there's still lots to do and see in Marion as a community. And it's a great place to live, and we should be very proud of it. We should be proud of how we have worked through things this year and shown what kind of community we are, not only to each other, but to folks around the state who are saying, wow, and Marion, they've got things going well there. What are they doing? And we've got people looking at us and saying, why is Marion doing so well? Well, we know. It's because we support each other. So yeah, keep up the support, and thanks again. And we're out at the visitor center, as I mentioned, Tuesday through Friday now. We hope to expand our hours here soon, but for now, and here to help you if you've got some folks maybe coming into town. We can help you figure out what's open and where to go and how to do things to have a pleasant visit.
Okay, and you're located in the Mallard Square Mall?
That's right, Mallard Square Shopping Center, out there on State Route 95. We're next to the Sprint store, I always tell everybody. Everybody seems to know where the Sprint store is. More importantly, I think we're three doors down from Lee Garden, which is a tasty little Chinese restaurant, which is a great lunch place for me. But yeah, come on out and visit us, pick up some information, ask questions. We welcome them.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mark Holbrook.
You're welcome.
And we'll have you back on again soon.
I look forward to it, Mike.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marin.